the footage of the two oil tankers on fire in Iraqi territorial waters in the Persian Gulf, because this is significant. 38 crew members were rescued. Reuters is reporting an initial investigation by Iraqi security officials found Iranian boats filled with explosives had hit two of those ships. That's clearly part of the strategy that you're talking about by Iran.
Absolutely. They're not waiting for ships to cross the strait. They're basically saying, we're going after what's in there now. And they are doing this, as we've discussed in earlier nights, Anderson, to increase economic pressure on the United States to stop the military campaign. Because the military campaign every day inside Iran, as I understand it, we are methodically taking apart Iran's defense industrial base, their ability to produce missiles, to produce drones. And over time, that will have a strategic impact in terms of how Iran might recover from this. So they want that to stop. So that's what's happening. And I think the mixed messaging from President Trump, is just really not helpful. I have to say, in 2018, Anderson, I was helping to lead the counter-ISIS mission. And President Trump tweeted that we had defeated ISIS, which we had not. He later reversed that decision. So I've kind of lived through some of this. We have crossed the Rubicon here, Anderson.